Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Calling all hipsters, slip on your flip-flops and pour your booze into a plastic bottle. We're heading to the beach. That's right. This weekend, the 7th annual Siren Music Festival gets underway at Coney Island. The free, all-ages, all-day event will take place on two stages this year, and it's got a 14-band lineup that includes the old, like glam punkers the New York Dolls, and the new. But with Coney Island redevelopment, could this be the final year for the Siren Music Festival? We're joined by John Del Signor, a music writer for Gothamist.com, joins us by phone. John, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
This festival has drawn over 100,000 fans over the past 4 years. It's gotten bigger and bigger. Has it gotten better?
It's every year you think, well, it's hard to top last year's lineup. What they've done is had bands that were just about to break through that a lot of people hadn't yet heard of. And after Siren, all of a sudden, they were a really big deal, like Modest Mouse and TV on the Radio and The Shins. And it's always a mixed bag. There's always bands that you're familiar with and ones that are new discoveries. I think this year is as good as any other year, if not better.
So the New York Dolls are the headliners this year, but who do you think, looking at the lineup, will be the next big thing?
Well, Matt and Kim is a duo from Brooklyn that a lot of people are really excited about, and they're kind of a unique success story. They started out playing at these really obscure venues out in Brooklyn that are organized by a promoter named Todd P. And he'll go into it like an abandoned warehouse in Bushwick and say, there's going to be a party here, forget permits, forget all that. And Matt and Kim have been playing his events and getting a fan base all their own, which has built up to the point where they're headlining Bowery Ballroom and now playing the Siren Festival. So I think they're going to get a lot more nationwide exposure after this.
Let's hear a little bit from Matt and Kim playing the Siren Music Festival at Coney Island tomorrow. The name of the song is, not surprisingly, Yeah Yeah, from Matt and Kim. We're speaking with John Del Signor, music writer for Gothamist.com, about the Siren Music Festival tomorrow at Coney Island. So, Matt and Kim, you think they might follow Modest Mouse and the Shins and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, who go Matt and Kim one yeah better, into, you know, taking the next step after the Siren Music Festival performance?
Anything possible. I see the formula there where they've very slowly and steadily built up a fan base. And I think they have definite mainstream appeal that a lot of kids would like.
Now, the New York Dolls as headliners, I mean, you know, they're not exactly the next big thing. What's the appeal there? What audience are the presenters who basically are the Village Voice, right?
Right.
What are they going for?
I think it's a really gutsy choice for them to do that. They are legends, and to me, it's sort of the Voice also in a way honoring their past, because the audience that the New York Dolls is going to draw, you're going to see a lot of really veteran rockers. The New York Dolls started in 1971, so it's going to be a really interesting mix of people out there tomorrow, which is something that probably hasn't been happening as much in recent years.
Well, now, it's been a big event on the indie rock scene, but it's not just that tomorrow. M.I.A., the rapper from Sri Lanka via England was supposed to be at the event last year, as I understand it, but there were some visa problems.
Mm-hmm.
She is on board for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Did, Did the visa problems have anything to do with the fact that her father is allegedly a member of the Tamil Tigers?
She doesn't think so. A lot of bands have been having visa problems, too, since these new changes have gone into effect. Bands from Canada have had trouble getting in, and I don't know. I don't think there's any evidence to support that theory, although she is very controversial.
Yeah. Why?
Well, when I saw her in Central Park, the stage was covered with camouflage and a lot of artwork featuring machine guns that she makes herself. And there are people who consider the Tamils and their army a terrorist group, and those who violently disagree with that also. So there's a lot of different points of view that are represented in her music.
Now, the music generally does not get into politics. It is, well, it's like this. This is a song called Boys from M.I.A. Her name is M.I.A., well, her stage name anyway. Boys is the name of the song, and M.I.A. will be part of the Siren Music Festival tomorrow at Coney Island. We're speaking with John Del Signor, music writer at Gothamist.com. It's supposed to be a nice day tomorrow, so you don't have to deal with, like, you know, 90-degree heat there. But the big question, John, is, you know, Coney Island is about to be overhauled by developers at the end of the summer. Could this be the end of the Siren Music Festival?
No one really knows, and that's why there's a lot of speculation right now. It's a very critical point, and no decisions have been made about what's going to happen with all these properties that Thor Equities has bought up. So it's a big question hovering over the festival.
They actually have a date for next year planned, so they are hoping that there will be a next year. But no one else seems to really know what's going on. I mean, you know, there's plans for a complex of hotels, the glass-enclosed water park, the arcades, the restaurants. This is a big business. It's a big deal. And this festival becomes relatively small, I guess, in comparison.
Yeah, I think so. But at the same time, it's also been something that's led people to rediscover Coney Island, I think, and expose Coney Island to a demographic who may not have gone out there. That and the Mermaid Parade have both really brought a lot of people to Coney Island who may not have been out there otherwise, and then they come back again and again.
Well, the lineup for the Siren Music Festival tomorrow also includes Elvis Perkins, who actually made his first ever interview and radio appearance on this program about a year ago. So we'll conclude with a little bit of his music. We've been speaking with John Del Signor, music writer at Gothamist.com. John, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And that'll do it for today's show. On Monday, Hillary Clinton picked a Celine Dion song as the theme for her presidential campaign. Barack Obama is banking on Paul Simon. Before Monday's Democratic debate in Charleston, South Carolina, we'll look at the songs of the 2008 campaign. Also, live music from the young jazz virtuoso, pianist Eldar, and a look at a new social networking website for hip-hop fans. Have a great weekend and join us on Monday for the next Soundcheck. And meanwhile, you can hear archives and podcasts of our program online at WNYC.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Edward Haber. The program is produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter with Alicia Abbott. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us Monday at this time for the next Soundcheck. You weren't awake, no, you were dreaming.